Hey guys, you're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much. I am so humbled by your time and your attention. Man, it would mean the world to me if right now, if you texted one of your friends with a link to this podcast and you were just like, hey, check this guy out, give this guy a listen. You know, I think fitness, finance, faith, you know, it might help you out. Help me spread the message. Help me spread the word. Man, it would be phenomenal. We are back. Welcome to the F Cubed podcast. I think we're on episode, man, this might be episode 35. It's either 35 or 36. I'm not sure, but I am your host, Jim Schultz. And as always, man, I really appreciate you guys for taking time out of your busy day to check me out, man, to listen to what I have to say and just kind of, you know, hopefully learn something. Fitness, finance, faith, maybe something totally unrelated. I've certainly been known to go off on a tangent a time or two, but today we got a fitness only podcast coming on down the chutes, and I want to talk about poverty macros. And this is something that I've both experienced myself, I am not ashamed to say, and I also have kind of seen around me, you know, all throughout the many, many years that I've been in the fitness world, I guess more specifically kind of the bodybuilding world, as this is kind of, you know, I guess this idea applies to anyone in the world of fitness, but I see it being a little bit more commonplace inside of the bodybuilding circles. And it's this. So I think a big problem that a lot of people have that want to get in shape, they want to lose weight, they want to, you know, really kind of radically turn their bodies around. I think a big problem a lot of people have when they want to do that is they start with too big of a caloric restriction. They start by slashing their calories, their macros down to just really, really low levels, right? Like poverty macros, to where they're barely eating, they're barely fueling their bodies because, you know, they're anxious, they're excited, they really want to get results very quickly and all that stuff. And I see that. I respect it. I understand it. And, you know, I know that, you know, we can all feel a little impatient as we're kind of really wanting to turn things around and, you know, become physically fit and kind of get, you know, get into that state that we've been chasing for so long. And so I totally feel where you guys are coming from when you're going through those feelings and those emotions. Well, a lot of people do that, and I think they do that because they might not know any better. They might feel like this is the way it has to be. And so they just, you know, amp up their cardio almost every time. Maybe amp up their training, their weight training, but usually they tend to, you know, feel like cardio is, you know, the pathway to success, which is a separate podcast entirely, that is for sure. But alongside that, you know, they slash all their numbers down. Okay, I got that. I'm actually not really speaking to those people. I'm not really speaking to the people that don't really know any better. I'm not really speaking to the people that they have to learn, right? They have to kind of see how things work. They have to gain experience. And sometimes that requires kind of learning, you know, the hard way. I'm really more referring to the people that do know better. I'm actually referring to the people that have been in the space for some time. They have gained some experience. They have, you know, acquired some knowledge. And they should know better, man. They should know better. They should know that coming out of the chutes in a state of poverty with your macros is just not the way to do things. Right? I mean, again, my whole thing, you know, and this applies to all three F's, but definitely fitness. My whole thing, my whole stance with F Cubed is I'm trying to cut through all the riffraff. I'm trying to, you know, just sift through all the information out there and give you guys that are clear and clean and simple in terms of instruction or insight that can actually help you today, that you can utilize right now. But not only that, man, I want it to be sustainable, right? I want this to be sustainable. I mean, I just did a video series on YouTube. I'm sure some of you guys caught this. We're talking about keto. And it's going to be a 3-video series. I've done video 1. I've done video 2. And where I'm at right now is going through the pros and cons. The biggest strike, the biggest con against keto is I don't have a problem with keto per se. I don't care. If you don't want to ever eat bread again for the rest of your life, that's your choice, man. Don't let me stop you from doing that. That means more, you know, more bread for me. More bread at Macaroni Grill. The best bread out there for me. My biggest problem isn't that. My biggest problem is it's just not a sustainable solution for 99 out of 100 people, in my view. It's just not something that most people can do for the rest of their lives. And I think too many people think about the next 3 months or the next 6 months, and they don't think about the next 3 years or the next 6 years. And that's why, you know, we as a society, and I've said this 3 dozen times in the last month alone, but that's why we as a society don't have a problem losing weight. We have a problem keeping weight off. And so that's why my whole stance and position with F-Cubed is about things that are sustainable. Well, now getting back to the task at hand, poverty macros are not sustainable. Right? You come out of the chutes with super low levels. Yes, if you can do it, if you can actually adhere to that, you're going to have some pretty quick success. But you run into a number of problems right out of the gates, right? Number one, it's very difficult. Number two, your metabolic rate begins to slow down very rapidly. So your body literally starts to work against you. And then, you know, you have these undesirable adaptations and it just makes it very, very difficult to stick with that. But here's what I find to be very interesting. I actually think that there are people, that there are fitness enthusiasts that come out of the gates wearing these poverty macros as sort of a badge of honor. They do this, and I'm actually speaking, you know, I'm speaking in the third person, I guess, but I really should be speaking in the first person because I have done this for years. When I started my bodybuilding career, this is how I started. And so I'm not condemning these people in a way that I've not done myself. So I should, you know, I'm pointing, you know, it may sound like I'm pointing fingers at you, but, you know, when you point a finger at somebody else, there's three pointing right back at you. And so that we are in this together, man. Like, I love all you guys, each and every one of you individually. But specifically, the crowd that wears these poverty macros as a badge of honor, hey, I wore it myself, man, for many years. More years than I care to admit. But these people that walk around thinking, oh, man, this is so hard. Like, oh, my gosh, I haven't had carbs in 3 days. You know, I've cut my sodium for no good reason. I'm just cutting my sodium because, you know, I want to flush out this water. I want to do whatever. And I just, oh, my gosh, this is so hard. And I just think that people do this for the same reasons that I did it. It kind of makes you feel better than other people, if I'm being really straight up honest with you guys. It kind of gives you a little bit of a superiority complex. And, you know, there's something to be said for getting through the really hard parts of a diet. There's something to be said for, man, just surviving and thriving and whatever you want to call it, the really hard days in a diet, because they're going to come. They're going to happen if you do go through any radical physique transformation. But there's a time and a place for that, and it's not at the beginning, and it's not most of the time, honestly. But I just think these poverty macros, man, they're so interesting to me because I'll look around me even today, and I haven't done this in years now, right? I've since grown up. I've since gotten more mature. I've since gotten much wiser in the way that I approach my fitness. And so I still look around me though, man, and I see these people doing this, and I'm just like, oh, man, I hope you can figure it out. Because you can't challenge them either, right? I mean, nobody could challenge me when I did this. I was like, no, dude, like you're just not strong enough. You're just not man enough or woman enough to take your macros down to just, you know, these just poverty levels right out of the gates. I just want this more badly than you do. Like, that's how I felt. And I think that's how a lot of these other poverty macro folks feel as they do this. And so, you know, like I said, it's one thing to get through the really hard parts of a diet and feel good about yourself. And feel proud of the fact that, hey, I just did something that's hard. That's really cool. You should feel good about that. But there should never be a day when you're walking around feeling better than anyone else for any reason. Poverty macros or not. You should never walk around with a superiority complex because of what you may or may not have accomplished in the fitness arena. I mean, just being a good person, right? You should never, ever do that. But I think the poverty macro thing is pretty unique and pretty interesting. And so if you take anything away from this, you know, I don't really know what the point is exactly, but that's okay. I'm sure you guys might find one or two. If you take anything away from this, just know this. Like, if you're brand new to this, you don't have to start off with poverty macros. You don't have to come out of the gates at just bare bones protein, bare bones carbs, bare bones fats, bare bones anything, and make progress that way. You could do it that way, and you will make progress, but most likely, the variable that you're going to struggle with that I talked about in the Formula for Success, which is a talk that I give that I gave at University of Central Florida, and then I'm going to be giving here in the future. I think I'm going to talk about it. I think I'm going to bring it up at this, doing a talk later on in just a couple weeks up in Charlotte for a Christian men's group. And so we're going to be talking about all kinds of things, man. Like, I'm going to tell them about F Cubed. We're going to talk about the Formula for Success. We're probably going to drop, you know, a few Jesus sprinkles on them. And, you know, I would imagine in that context, they'll be very well received. But one of the variables inside of the formula is A, which stands for adherence. If you come out of the gates with poverty macros, I can be pretty sure that you're going to struggle with the adherence aspect. Now, maybe your intestinal fortitude is off the charts, and you're going to be able to hang on for dear life until the end. But even if you can do that, I'd be willing to bet that almost 100% of the time you're going to rebound. You're going to rebound really, really hard, and I'm speaking from experience. So I hope you guys got something from that. Poverty macros, don't do them. We'll see you guys next time. You're listening to the podcast. Thank you so much for your time and your attention. But have you checked out the YouTube channel yet? Man, go to Live F Cubed. That's the F Cubed website, Live F Cubed. And in the upper right-hand corner, you can find a link right to the YouTube channel. I don't have enough clout. I don't have enough prestige yet to have, you know, my own YouTube URL that is recognizable. It's just a bunch of letters and consonants that nobody's going to remember. I don't even know it myself, so I'm certainly not going to give you that. But go to LiveFCubed, click on the YouTube link, check out the videos, subscribe. Got a lot of stuff coming out in video form, so definitely give that a look.